Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Okay, birders, this bud's for you. White earbuds, that is. You know, those telltale signs of musical isolation that cut people off from the rest of the world. Well, what if the iPod could instead connect you with the great outdoors? Enter commentator Noah Stricker, who has repurposed the iPod for iBirding.
The little gizmo more than proved its worth one spring morning in an impressive demonstration in a patch of ponderosa pine forest. I was on a mission for a sighting, and after I decided which songbird I wanted to see, I dialed up the pre-programmed call on my iPod, broadcast the song through an external speaker, and bada bing, there it was, a male chipping sparrow, hormones pumping, singing madly from the branch in front of me. Like magic, dial a bird. In truth, iBirding is far from magic. You have to know exactly where the birds are and when they'll be there. Knowledge of vocalizations helps immensely, as you should be able to differentiate between an actual warbler song and a recording broadcast by the guy across the way with his own iPod. Occasionally, though, luck is all it takes. On another occasion, it was near midnight, and I was standing alone in the inky blackness of an Oregon night. A creepy silence blanketed the scene. I had a tip that barred owls were in the area, and I wanted to see one. In the past 10 minutes, however, nothing had stirred. It was time for Plan B. I dialed up Barred Owl on my trusty iPod and played the recording, a raucous "Who Cooks for You All?" twice. The silence intensified. Suddenly, a loud swoosh sliced the air above my head, and I aimed my light to find the owl sitting not 5 feet from my hat, staring down with somber, watery black eyes. I was out of there in a snap and home to bed before it could blink. As a tool for modern birders, the iPod is both handy and reasonably inexpensive. It goes with your state-of-the-art binoculars, spotting scope, digital camera, long camera lenses, cell phone with pre-programmed rare bird alert numbers, tuna sandwiches, and BRDBOY license plates. You can get everything but the plates. Sorry, those are mine. Don't expect an iPod to make you an elite birder. It can't replace actual knowledge and experience, and it takes a fair amount of time to set up. On outings, I follow common sense with my iPod, trying to be considerate and unobtrusive of birds' activities, especially in heavily birded areas, and never using playbacks for attracting any species that is threatened, endangered, or of special concern. As a birding tool, the iPod can be a great way to reach out to the world around us, and that's cool not just for the iPod generation, but for any generation.
Noah Stricker is the associate editor of Birding Magazine. He was named Young Birder of the Year in 2004 by the American Birding Association. His work is featured in the new book, Good Birders Don't Wear White, 50 Tips from North America's Top Birders. You can hear our program anytime or get a podcast or a birdcast at loe.org. That's loe.org. And you can always chirp in with your comments at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our carrier pigeon address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144, or squawk on our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Coming up, a virus hunter tries to prevent the next pandemic. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.